Welcome back to another episode of MotoGP Mac, and today we're going to talk about Johan Zarco's comments about the current situation in Honda. Now, speaking recently, Zarco said, "Of course, we could be frustrated because we are limited, but we have to be patient. That is the current situation, but I can deal with it. I can only pass on my impressions, and then it's up to the engineers. I am not an engineer, and I'm not going to tell them what to do. We are fighting against motorcycles that already have a really good base and are being developed further from that base. We are still looking for our base. This is why sometimes we have big problems and are so far behind. But I have an awful lot of trust in the Japanese. With this project, I can look more into the future. This also has helped me develop as an athlete. That's why this option was more interesting for me. During the winter break, I grew as an athlete, thanks to the way I trained. That's nice because it means I can perform better on the motorcycle. I wanted to get rid of the constant pressure to perform and achieve results. It's enough the pressure that I put on myself to show good results." Now, I get it and I understand what he's meaning here. And when I first read this interview, I was like, am I sure this is after COTA? But I kind of understand in a way what he's saying is that when he moved to Honda, he didn't have the constant pressure to perform like he did in Ducati. He knew moving to Honda was going to be a rebuilding process, and he went in with his eyes wide open, let's just say. However, the results are dismal, and it's very, very easy to get negative. And as you heard with Taka Nakagami in yesterday's video, you know, they're all pointing the fingers directly at the engineers, and everyone's saying, I'm a writer, I'm not an engineer. And I get it to a certain degree, but it's the writer's feedback is critical to the engineers to be able to develop the bike. So, you know, while they're kind of saying, I give my feedback and it's up to them, I don't necessarily 100% agree with that. You know, I think a writer needs to be giving the accurate and the right information to help the engineers move forward. It's not just, you know, four different writers giving four different opinions on what is happening and trying to measure the bike to that. I think there's something fundamentally wrong in development writers, for sure. Maybe the writers that they have all don't have similar enough writing styles, so they're all slightly different and want a different setup. I know every writer will want a different setup, but if you know what I mean, that they'll want it too different from each other. So they can't really get that base setting. Now, the Honda is fundamentally flawed. We know that from what Nakagami said. You know, there's no grip, there's no balance, you know, the engine. So look, it is very interesting. I do find it funny. Maybe that the fact that it's Zarco's moved there kind of pressure-free, can kind of focus on himself. But I do think it's interesting that he is very positive about the future in Honda. Definitely love to know your thoughts. What do you think of Johan Zarco's words? Definitely leave your thoughts in the comments below. And I'll be back again tomorrow with another video.